the Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." And now, here's today's message.
Ephesians 4. Look at verse 17. "This I say therefore and testify in the Lord, that you henceforth," that means from now on, "walk not as other Gentiles walk." Gentile just means non-Jewish. And that was the mindset of the people that Paul was writing to, because in their day, you was a Jew or you was a Gentile. You know, wasn't no in between. You either Jew or Gentile. If you wasn't Jewish, you was a Gentile. So he's saying, don't walk like other Gentiles or other people that's in the world. Now you are a child of God. He said, from now on, don't walk as other Gentiles walk, because how are they walking? In the vanity of their mind. The word vanity means the emptiness. They're walking in the emptiness of their mind, having the understanding darkened. You see what happened? When people embrace philosophies and lifestyles that are contrary to the Word of God, it is because their understanding has been darkened. You know, the Bible says, don't be spoiled or robbed through philosophy and vain deceit after the rudiments of this world and not after Christ. So there's a lot of teaching and false doctrines out there and winds of doctrine that are calling sin holiness and calling holiness sin. Right? So the devil is a perverted. You know, he's a god of perversion. He twists everything. There's a spirit in this world called Leviathan, which is a reptile-like spirit, like a crocodile. Leviathan twists the truth. And twist the truth so hard until a lie becomes believable. And when people fall under that spirit, it is very difficult for them to grasp the truth. And most people have that spirit working in them. It takes sometimes a lot of deliverance for them to get free from it, because it twists the mind and the thinking. It's so warped away from God's word that actually that person believed that they're right. And you can't reason with them. They won't reason. So that's why you got to hold fast to the truth. He said, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God, separated from the life of God. Now, what's causing that? Don't you know there's some demonic activity here causing that? Understanding darkened? Alienated from the life of God through the blindness that's in them because of the hardness of their heart, who being past feeling, unable to discern spiritual things, who being past feeling, have given themselves over to lasciviousness, to work all uncleanness with greediness. Lasciviousness means is a word for unrestrained sexual conduct. But the word, just the natural word, just the root word of it, just means unrestrained conduct. It means when you don't want any boundaries put on your conduct. You know, it is the mindset that I do what I want when I want to. Nobody gonna tell me what to do. That's lasciviousness. When you have anything goes sexually, I have no boundaries. But lasciviousness can work in any area. It's just anything that's contrary to the word where you say, look, I ain't going to have no boundaries. God gives boundaries. The word of God gives us boundaries for our protection, not for our hurt, not to make our life miserable, but for our enjoyment. I gave my children boundaries when they were growing up, like playing in the yard, had boundaries. Don't go in the street. You can't play out there. Why did I do that? Was I being mean? No, because they didn't have the understanding that they could be out there playing and somebody not see them and they could get run over by a car or hit or something like that. So as long as they was in the yard, I didn't care how much fun they had. Just don't play in the street. That's why God gives us boundaries. It's not to hurt us or to hem us in or to rob us of joy. It is for our protection and for our enjoyment. So that we don't suffer some calamity that's going to introduce pain and suffering in our lives. You know, a child can sit there on the curb and sit there and pout and won't know why mom and dad won't let me go in the street. You just mean. Or you can enjoy the whole yard. Listen to this. Having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that's in them because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over to lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness. But you have not so learned Christ, if so be that you have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus. Look at verse 22. That you put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, the deceitful desires, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. So you see that change in your DNA? That you put on the who? The new man, which after God is created how? In righteousness and what? True holiness. That's what's inside of me. Righteousness and true holiness. Colossians tells us the same thing. Look at that scripture, and then we're going to come back to this because I want to share this with you, and then we're going to close. Colossians 3:10 says, and put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Amen. He says, verse 8 says, but now put off all these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing you have put off the old man with his deeds and put on the new man, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. I'm a new man. I'm not the old man. The old man is dead and gone. Now, I didn't understand Ephesians 4. I had been meditating in that and just, because it was just something about it. Man, put on the new man. I was so big. Man, putting on the new man, that old man is dead and gone. I'm a new man in Christ. I'm a new creature, new things. I'm being made new every day. Glory to God. And I'm thinking about this here scripture. Wow, man. Created in righteousness and true holiness. What does that mean? I'm created in righteousness and true holiness. Righteousness and true holiness. Put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. And then one night, I was in the room, and I was laying on the bed, and the devil came in my room. He came with a temptation. He said, why don't you call somebody and go do what you used to do? And I know it's the devil because now I got stiff. I said, oh, that's a temptation. The devil said, remember when you used to do something? I said, no, I don't remember that. So I started playing dumb. I said, no, I don't remember that. Because, you see, he's talking about the old man. All right? And then he started telling me, remember when you used to do this and you used to do this, you used to do that? And I say, no, I don't know what you're talking about. And I'm laying flat on my back. No, I don't know what you're talking about. And he starts shouting at me. You do remember. You remember when you used to do this, 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 and this, this? And I said, nope, I don't remember that at all. And then I listened for the Holy Spirit because he always gives a way of escape. And then as I was sitting there, I had to stop him because he started shouting at me, trying to get me to remember my former life before I got saved. And I say, hold up, wait a minute. I said, the man you talking about is dead and gone. I said, this man, this one here, This new man on the inside here didn't do any of those things that you're talking about. Not this man. I didn't do any of that. I said, that old man, that old Greg you're talking about, that old man did that. Didn't the Bible say, put off the old man? Then there must be an old man. Put on the new man. I said, that old man did all that. This new man didn't do none of that. I didn't do none of that, what you're talking about. Not this man. Not this one. And then the Holy Ghost gave me this scripture. I said, this man on the inside was created in righteousness and true holiness. And when that word came out of my mouth, I felt a force come out of my mouth like a sword. Just pierce the darkness. And that temptation was over. And I say, oh, so that's what that scripture is all about. Yeah, I'm created in righteousness and true holiness. I didn't do those things there. My physical body was involved in it, but not my spirit, not my soul. No, I'm new. I'm a new person in Christ Jesus. Old things pass away, all things become new. Paul said, it's no longer I that live, but it's Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. You got to know you are not who you used to be. And what happened before you got saved, God don't even remember it anymore. Guess where those sins exist? Only in your memory. Because God don't remember them anymore. Say, yeah, I remember when I did it, but God don't remember. Once he forgive you, he forget. He ain't going to bring it up because he forgot about it. He has the ability to forget. Amen? So those old sins you used to do, they only exist in your own mind, in your own memory. They don't exist in God's memory. And really, to be honest with you, some old sins, I can't even remember them no more either. How many of you remember all your sins? No, you can't remember all of them. Thank God you can't. The further you go in God, the less and less you remember about that old life. But I had to make sure that I don't forget how I got saved and the state I was in when I got saved. I don't ever want to lose an appreciation for my salvation. Amen. I want to always keep that tender to my heart of what God delivered me from so that I don't take my salvation for granted. Amen. I remember how I was, but I don't glory in it. You understand? It's just a reference point to show me how far I've come in God